Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being all sons and daughters before God. And I'm going to read to you from Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, where we read, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." The false teachers among the Galatian Christians taught that someone could only come to Jesus through Judaism. This went against the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that Paul preached. This good news said that we're all made right before God because of who Jesus is and what he did for us, especially what he did for us in his sacrifice at the cross and his victory in resurrection. Therefore, compared to what some people taught among the Galatians, this was a revolutionary statement to say you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. You see, in some traditional Jewish thinking, standing before God was measured by someone's obedience to the law. To be truly close to God as his sons, someone had to be extremely observant of the law, just as scribes and Pharisees attempted to in Jesus' day. Believers are considered to be sons of God in a completely different way. How? Through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, friends, this standing is impressive. To be numbered among the sons and daughters of God means that we have a special relationship with God as a loving and caring Father. It's a place of closeness, affection, special care, and attention. The method is impressive. To become a son or daughter of God through faith in Christ Jesus means much more than believing that he existed or that he did certain things. It's to put trust in him, both for now and for eternity. And then, using the picture of baptism, Paul illustrated what it means to have faith in Christ. He didn't say that believers were baptized into water, but that they were baptized into Christ. You know, in water baptism, one is immersed in water. So when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, you could say that we are immersed in Jesus. There's some Christians who seem content with just dipping a bit in Jesus. God wants us to be fully immersed in Jesus, not sprinkled, not just moistened. When someone is immersed in water, you don't even see much of the person anymore. You mostly see the water. When we live as baptized into Christ, you don't see much of me anymore. You mostly see Jesus. Another way of expressing our immersion in Jesus is to say that we have put on Christ. This phrase has the idea of putting on a suit of clothes. So we clothe ourselves with Jesus as our identity. Now, some people might wonder if this is only play acting, you know, like a child plays dress up. The answer is simple. It is only an illusion if there is no spiritual reality behind it. In this verse, Paul really speaks of the spiritual reality. Those who were baptized into Christ really have put on Christ. Now, they're called to live each day consistent with that spiritual reality. If you, by faith, are in Jesus, then you are a child of God. You are immersed in the Savior. You have put on Christ. Now, live it.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.